You have reached Horseman's Roadside Assistance. My name is Kira. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
I am, yes.
Well, okay, can I get your first and last name?
Kelly Smith, K-E-L-L-Y.
And a good callback number just in case the phone disconnect?
810-223-4506.
Okay, do you have your policy number?
Nope, it's on my phone. Hang on. Hold on. I'm gonna step outside. I'm in a restaurant. Hang on a second. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. Okay, I'm gonna have to look it up while I'm on the phone with you. Hang on one second. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm here.
Oh. Can you still hear me? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let me see if I can find my account here. For the Dodge Durango, here it is. Let's see. Policy number. Would that be the 1D4S? Oh no, wait. Or is it 218?
It's all different,
here.
So. I wouldn't know.
Okay, so I'll try this one. 218-670-7030.
7030?
Yes.
Give me one second. You said
okay.
That was 218-670-7030?
Yeah, that's it. I found the card. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, do you have the VIN number to the vehicle? Because I'm not able to locate anything with the policy number.
The VIN is 1, D as in David, 4, S as in Sam, E, 4, G as in giraffe, T as in Tom, 0, B as in boy, C as in cat, 664-160.
Okay, give me one second.
Okay. Are you still there? I just want to make sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just want to make sure we didn't get disconnected. Thank you.
Okay. So I'm still not able to locate anything with that VIN number, but can you allow me 1 second? Our system has been down, so I'm trying to see, can I get a supervisor to pull it up for me?
Okay. Thank you. Jillian, go ahead and order a pizza and some drinks. Huh? Fine.
6.
What's your zip code?
48507.
Okay, give me one sec.
Thank you.
And is the policy under your name?
No, it's probably under my husband's, Robert Smith.
Robert?
Yes. Check again and see if I can see if it's got his middle initial, if that helps. Hang on one second here. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it just says Robert Smith.
Okay, give me one second.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we wasn't able to locate anything. We can offer you an out-of-pocket expense decision. You can file for reimbursement, or you can call your insurance provider and let them call with you on the line so we can get your coverage amount.
What are we talking out? I mean, what are we talking out-of-pocket? Is it? I guess
I want to know.
I'm locked out of my car. It's fine. I'm locked out of my car, and I'm an hour away from home, and I just need to get into my car.
Okay, so,
whatever.
I won't know
Yeah.
how much it'll be due to we are probably in different states.
If I'm going to get reimbursed, that's fine.
Okay.
Fine.
Give me one.
If I'm going to get reimbursed, I won't worry about it. Thank you.
And what's the address on your policy?
4452 Old Carriage Road. And that's in Flint, Michigan. Four 85 07
You said that was Flint, Michigan?
Flint, yes. FLINT.
And what's the year and make and model of the vehicle?
It's a 2011 Dodge Durango.
What color?
Dark gray.
Okay, give me one second. Okay, and the address where you are located with the vehicle?
I have no idea. I guess I'll hang on. Let me Google it.
Okay.
All right, hang on. I got to look it up because I have no idea. All right, it is. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
444 Ford Road, F-O-R-D, Road in Canton, Michigan.
Do you have the zip code?
48187.
Is you by the Kohl's?
Yeah, it's right in front of Kohl's. That's where I was shopping and came out and my car's locked.
Oh, Lord. So you forgot about the keys until you got back to the car.
No, you know, they were in my daughter's backpack and I thought they were in my purse and it didn't beep or do anything when I locked the doors and walked in and we got back to the car and she's like, oh, my God, they're in my backpack. So
they're
in the car. Right.
Okay, how much would you be paying for the out-of-pocket expenses, cash or card?
Oh, probably a card.
Okay, give me one second.
Do you need the card number? Because I'll have to go in and get my purse.
No, ma'am. You'll give them the card information once they arrive
to
the scene.
That's fine. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I'll be giving you a call back to let you know how much you'll have to pay out-of-pocket for the lockout before I send someone.
Okay, and it will be reimbursed. We'll be able to file for that?
Yes, ma'am, but you'll have to call back tomorrow because our customer service are closed
that's
on
totally
weekend.
Fine.
Monday, I'm sorry.
Totally fine. That's fine. I just wanted to, so I can make sure I can tell my husband that we will get it back. That's all.
Okay, so just make sure you get the receipt from that provider that comes and unlock your vehicle.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so I'll be
giving
you a call back.
So you're going to give me a call back?
Yes, ma'am. With how much you have to pay in the ETA.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you so much. What was your name?
Kira.
Kira, thank you so much. I look forward to hearing from you.
You're welcome, and thank you, Ms. Smith, for calling Roadside Assistance.
Thank you. Bye-bye.